So, as Brigapati Prabhu said, this is a very important point in your life. To this point, you have shown to this assembly of devotees that you're qualified in a way which most people in this world don't have the qualifications for. And that is that you're willing and ready to surrender your life to Guru and Krishna. And this, I remember when I first went to the temple and surrendered, I had a backpack and a sleeping bag. And I offered my obeisances to Prabhupada, deity, or pitcher then. We didn't have deities back then, it was just a pitcher. And I prayed to let me give my life to you. And years later I realized my first offering was all the baggage I had carried with me for many, many, many lifetimes. That was what my offering was, the first offering. And from there, we unload that baggage by the grace of the Guru. And we have a fresh start in spiritual life. A start that is rare. They give the example, to find a qualified spiritual master, the chances are, if there's an ocean, and there's one log in the ocean, and there's a hole in that log, and there's one turtle in that ocean, the turtle coming up and putting its head through the hole of that log is the same amount of chances of one finding a real bona fide teacher to guide him. So it's a rare catch. And it's also a very important turn for you, because after many, many births, now you have come to the point where you are surrendering to Krishna. And I was have read, you know, that I think it was the second canto, that it's a very fortunate day, good fortune, because from this day forward you'll no longer be known as Mr. Sean. You're going to be known as, well, I don't know the name because Mars didn't tell me, but it'll be it'll be Das, which means servant. And that servitude is the essence of your life now. To Guru and Krishna. To Krishna through Guru. And by doing so, your heart will begin to melt in relationship, in your relationship to Krishna via the holy name, which he's chanted on your beads, and your beads are now sanctified by the touch of your Guru Maharaj, and you are touched by the mercy of your Guru Maharaj today. Special day. So, there are rules and regulations, and you know them quite well and have been following them. And there are prescribed numbers around, which I heard that you do no matter what the circumstance may be. I've heard nothing but good reports from I can't say closest, because there's closer and closest and more closest. So, my dear my dear friend Giri Raj Swami has but nothing but good to say about you in my presence. And we discussed your initiation, and we came to the conclusion that it should happen. And when you leave here today and perform, and after the fire sacrifice, that relationship is now, that's like signing the contract. You've already been accepted by him in the past as a preliminary student. Now you're signing the document. From this day forward, you'll be the servant of your guru and the servant of Krishna by his mercy. So this is unusual. You look around the world. I mean, two of my friends from high school came last night, and the only thing they could say is it ever going to stop getting worse in the material world? And I said, no. It's only going to get worse materially. But spiritually, we have a chance to make it better for ourselves and others. So now you have this rare opportunity to take care of yourself spiritually, balance your life in such a way that whatever you do and whatever you see and whatever comes in contact, remember Krishna from the grace of your spiritual master. Prabhupada gave the example one time. He said, he was asked in 68, what is the vision of a pure devotee? And in 68, you can remember, and it was in Stowe Park in San Francisco. So you can imagine the people in 68 who were present. And they said, Prabhupada, are you seeing like Krishna and the gopis and Radha and the cowherd boys, or, you know, like a kaleidoscope of super souls, or, you know, what is the vision of a pure devotee? And he said, no, it's not like that. He says, I think he gave the example of his watch, but I use the example of my glasses. If I put my glasses down and walk out, you will say, Maharaj, you forgot your glasses. But all it is a pair of glasses. But yet you see me in the glasses. So in the same way, Krishna is the owner of everything. And we should see him as the owner of everything we see. And that vision comes by the grace of Guru. The vision, to see things properly in relationship to Krishna, is the mercy of the Guru. And you will begin to do that. I'm sure you already have, over the years, seen Krishna in many, many different ways. And as devotees, we accept that as the mercy of Guru. And also, I remember when I first became a devotee, we used to always say, before we did something, would Prabhupada be pleased by this action before we would do it? So we should think, is my guru going to be pleased with me? And that pleasure of the guru, yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado, yasya prasadat nanagit katopi. You know, by pleasing the spirit, by the grace of Krishna, one gets guru. And by the grace of guru, one gets Krishna. So by pleasing the spiritual master and pleasing the Vaishnavas, one gets Krishna. And if you get Krishna, aham savasya prabhava, he is the source of all spiritual, material worlds. You don't lose anything. Nothing. Everything is there. 100%. Package deal. Package deal. Krishna is there. So today, I'm happy to be here with you, knowing you just a little bit, but knowing him a lot, well, more. The depth of Giriraj Swami, it's just like the depth of Govardhan Hill. You don't know how deep it is. Govardhan, Giriraj. He's very deep. You're very fortunate to have come in contact with such a bona fide spiritual master. And I'm happy to be here, and I give all my best wishes that you are successful in your attempt to go back home, back to Godhead in this lifetime. Unpack the bags slowly, step by step, shanai, shanai, step by step. Gradually, we can give these things up and we can attain perfection. There's no doubt in my mind. After 40 years, there's change in the heart. And when the heart changes, then we get a chance for Krishna. So, continue what you're doing, now knowing that you are officially a member of the club. the Das Club. And this means the collar, right?
Dog collar.
Dog collar. This is like a dog wears a collar so it can be led around. So now you have a collar, but your collar is spiritual, Tulsi. And your spiritual master will, I hope he doesn't have to drag you around, but lead you around. Lead you around, huh? By the collar of devotional service. And by doing so, you'll advance more and more. It'll be astonishing, this connection. So you have witnesses here, the 2-year commitment. We'll have, I mean, how many Sheilas do you have, Chandravali?
267
Sheilas witnessing it. How many deities?
Well, actually, we have a pot.
Okay, many deities. Assembly of advanced, serious chanters of the holy name. And you'll make your vows, and we'll be witnessing that. So we will also participate in your training as needed. We offer ourselves on behalf of Giriraj Swami and you, that if you ever need an uncle, Uncle Reet is there.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Sometimes you have to talk to the uncle before you talk to the dad.
Yeah, that might be a good idea.
And you have so many brothers and sisters, and you can talk to them, because sometimes they can tell you how to approach the pop. The father, excuse me, shouldn't make it too informal.
Father. Eternal Father.
Yes. So be ready. You are ready.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Baba. Okay. Hare Krishna, Shri the Prabhupada.
Can I?
Is that okay?
Oh, yes. Wonderful. What about the advances?
Okay. When you chant Hare Krishna, there are 10 offenses to be avoided. I won't make it too long because we only have 10 minutes to get to the temple. Before that, to do the yajna. But the 10 offenses are to blaspheme devotees who dedicated their lives to the glories, chanting of the glories of the holy name. And the second offense is to consider the names of Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, to be equal to or independent of Lord Krishna. The third offense is to disobey the orders of the spiritual master or to consider him to be an ordinary personality. The fourth offense is to blaspheme Vedic literature or literature in pursuance of the Vedic version. The fifth offense is to give some interpretation on the holy name of the Lord. The sixth offense is to consider the chanting of Hare Krishna, the glories of chanting Hare Krishna to be imagination. The seventh offense is to commit sins on the strength of chanting Hare Krishna. The eighth offense is to think chanting Hare Krishna to be one of the auspicious ritualistic activities mentioned in the Vedas, like karma kanda. Ninth offense is to preach the glories of the Lord to the faithless. And the tenth offense is to not have complete faith in the chanting of Hare Krishna and to maintain material attachments even after understanding so many instructions on this matter. And the 11th offense out of 10 is to that there's intent of while chanting. Yeah, so we practice that more and more attentive. And by doing that, then we become successful, because nama parad blocks our bhakti. So we have to know these offenses, and some of them are while we chant, but most of them are throughout our day. Be very, very careful not to, you know, to be aware of these offenses. And basically, when one commits an offense, he goes to the Vaishnavas and asks for forgiveness. So if you ever, by chance or mistake, trip, then you beg forgiveness from the Vaishnavas. That's what importance. That's why in one of my studies, the first offense is to blaspheme devotees of the Lord, because you have to go to them to get the mercy to cover the other ones. So very important. So those are the 10 offenses. And usually at first initiation, those are mentioned. I want Giri Raj Maharaj asked me to bring them up, because I didn't go through it, you know. So now you know the 10 offenses. You were repeating them with me, so you know them. So this is very good. It's a good start. Hare Krishna.